All right, no dancing for you in that moment, but there are some commercials out there. You seem to be having a lot of fun with those, between the yelling and the dancing. How do you like acting?
It's all right. You know, it's
just
all right.
Just all right?
It's something that is definitely, it takes a little bit of getting used to, but it's fun to do in the off season when I have downtime. You know, the fans like it, and obviously it's an enjoyable experience. And one of the things that I do with most of my endorsements is they all have some sort of tie into my charity. So just about every endorsement that I have has some sort of impact on my foundation and obviously helping kids down the road too. So that's always a major plus for doing commercials. But then obviously hearing some of the feedback is great too.
Yeah, I was actually going to ask you about your foundation, because even though a lot's changed for you on the field and off the field with the contract, you still have your commitment to the community and your foundation. What's on the horizon for you as far as that?
You know, it's growing so fast and there's so much support for it. We're trying to really, it started out with my mom, myself, and one of my friends from high school, basically in my hometown, just saying, hey, what can we do? And how much do you think we can raise? And we were like, well, maybe by year three, we get to 100,000. And now we're verging on a couple million here, so it's insane. But we're really trying to – we have a great group of people who are trying to make sure that we give as much of the money back as possible. You know, that's one of those things that I've always been leery of, because I've seen athlete foundations and you see the stories about how they're not all they're cracked up to be. You know, sometimes they're not giving the money back. You know, their expenses get real high. And there's a certain percentage that you want to be at that you donate that much back and your expenses stay at below a certain percentage. And so we're very, very conscious of that. And I'm very fortunate to have a mother who is extremely detail-oriented, and she's extremely committed to our mission and our cause. So we're very by the books on everything. We give back every dollar that we can. And I'm very fortunate to have such a great foundation.
One charitable event that the entire team gets involved in, your softball charity event. Any changes this year? Everybody wants to know why you don't do it in a bigger venue, because it always sells out. You get all the teammates involved, and everyone seems to have a lot of fun with it. Are you going to do anything differently for that this year, or is it just sort of a tradition you're going to stick with?
You know, we've tossed around the idea of Minute Maid, and I honestly believe, and my teammates all believe, that our fans would sell out Minute Maid. I have no doubt in my mind. We're thinking about it moving forward. I think the coolest part now about the Skeeter Stadium is that it's such a small venue, and the fans really get to be interactive with us. You know, we can go out there and we can meet a lot of fans. We can say hi to a lot of fans, and we would find a way to do that at Minute Maid too. But I think for now it's at Sugar Land, just because it's been such a successful event and we want to keep it that way. But trust me, in my mind, there's at least, I want to do Minute Maid at least one time just to show people, because I think people don't necessarily, there's some people out there that doubt that we could sell it out. And I think our fans would be great and sell it out.
I think anyone that's been to one of those probably doesn't doubt it, as well as the people who are behind the tickets and see them sell out as fast as they do.
Right.
Thanks so much for your time, and best of luck to you this season.
Thank
JJ
you
Watt
much.
On Texans Radio. Thanks, JJ.
Thank you.